Hello, my workday playday peeps. It is Erin here. Erin here? It's Erin here. And I have my dog, Big Deal, who is an 8-pound toy poodle, middle initials FN, sitting on my lap as I record today's show. So if you hear some panting in the background, it is this beautiful 13-year-old dog sitting next to me. But if you hit play on today's show, oh my gosh, I'm so excited you are here. If you're an OG peep, welcome back to the Playdate. If you are new to the Playdates, I want to welcome you on in. So you have officially stepped into Workday Playdate, your weekly playground for leveling up your career with a little less pressure and a whole lot more play. Today, we are diving into a spicy little episode. Words are hard today. A spicy little episode called You Found a Mentor, and Now Here's How to Keep the Relationship Thriving. Because let's be honest, finding a mentor is like matching with the perfect avocado. It's rare, it's precious, and you better not let it go to waste. Let me tell you how many avocados I waste a week. It's horrible. There's usually 2 to 3. Please don't hate me, but this is just real talk. So anyway, before we go any further, I have a little gift for your ears. I want to turn your attention to something that has been here a long time at Improve It. But if you want to turn your new hires or interns into confident, career-ready rock stars, listen up. I would love to introduce you to Career 101. It's the workshop that's part improv show, part professional glow up. Now, in this high energy, highly interactive session, whether it's in person for up to 100 humans or on Zoom for up to 50 peeps and 90 minutes, our expert improv facilitators are going to teach the ultimate workplace equation. Positivity plus perseverance equals possibilities. Now, your team will learn how to stay motivated even when no one's watching, make the most of every opportunity, and build real connections that move their careers forward. This is a perfect workshop for intern programs, new grad programs, or anybody just starting out. This is career prep with a twist. So ditch the snooze fest onboarding and let's improve it. You can reach out to us and learn more at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. Back to our regularly scheduled mentoring magic. Here we are. Let's set the stage, my peeps. So here's a little truth bomb for you. 76% of people say mentors are important, but only 37% of people have one. That's like saying brunch is essential, but never ordering the avocado toast. Okay, that's a miss. That is a huge miss. So when people do find a mentor, they often don't know what to do next. They don't know how to keep the momentum going, how to build a real relationship, or how not to ghost them after the third coffee chat. So I want you to know, my peeps, I see you. I see you, you new grads, navigating your first job with only your phone's battery life and a nice coffee to guide you. I have a nice coffee. I'm going to take a sip right now. I see you, you career changers, sliding into DMs, hoping somebody will respond with wisdom. I see you, you freshly promoted managers, thinking, wait, am I supposed to know everything now? You're brave, you're hungry, you're showing up, but mentorship is more than just one coffee. It's a relationship. And today, we're going to keep it thriving with 5 juicy improv and improv inspired steps. Why are words hard today, my peeps? So this is your 5-step process to keep your mentorship thriving. So it's going to be something that keeps your mentorship feeling fresh, impactful, and mutual. So let's say you already have somebody that you want to have as your mentor. You've found them, you've researched them, they might be in your organization, they might be somebody whose career you want to emulate. So step one is be super clear on the why, okay? This is your scene objective. Why did you connect with this mentor? And what did you want to learn from this mentor? Okay, so being super clear. Clear is kind is something that Brené Brown says, and I love this because when we are clear on the why, we get a lot more out of the conversation. So first question, why did you want to connect? Second question, what did you want to learn? Third question, what does success look like in this relationship? Now, if you're not clear, how can they help you? Don't make them guess. Set the stage. I have had many, many mentors in my life, and some of them I was connected to, and somebody said, hey, you should meet this person, and then they became my mentor. Some I asked to be my mentor, but every time there was a specific objective. I want to learn what you know. Here's what I want to learn. Here's how I would like to ask for your help, and what can I do for you? We'll get to that more in a minute. So now that you are clear on the why, your second step is to schedule the rhythm. Schedule the rhythm, set a cadence, have a month to check in every 6 weeks, whatever it is. I want you to think about how you want to correspond with this person. Now, 6 weeks might sound like a lot. Maybe once a quarter, you're asking them to coffee. Maybe you're paying for that coffee. Maybe you're asking them to lunch and paying for that lunch. Maybe you are the person setting it up. But here's the deal. Here's a hot tip straight from my improv world. Always schedule the next meeting before you end the current one, like a pro, like a dentist, like a calendar ninja, okay? You never leave the dentist without them having another 6 month checkup on your calendar, right? Same always goes, who else? Well, I'm trying to think of other people in my life who are like, okay, we've got this appointment. I'll see you next. Oh, my therapist. Okay, we always have a next one on the books. So think about how you can do this with your mentor. Now, I will say this. I've had some mentors that I reached out to probably every quarter as I was starting my business. And then that started to wear off after time and I was figuring my own way out. You can just set the cadence that works for your comfort level and don't make it, I would suggest, more than 6 or earlier than 6 weeks in advance. I feel like when you are asking somebody for advice and asking for their input, their time is really valuable. So be cognizant of that. I'd say a good rule of thumb is give at least 6 weeks in between the meetings. I would even highly suggest maybe once a quarter and making those meetings super impactful. So this leads me to step three. Give more than you take. I'm singing today, y'all. That's where I'm at. It's a play date. We're going to have fun. But I'm going to sing so you get this in your head. Give more than you take. Somebody give me a record deal. I don't even know. So this is where most people mess up. Mentorship is not free coaching. It's a relationship. Did they mention a big project? Send a congrats if they finished it. Did they write a book? Share it on LinkedIn. Better yet, write a review for them. Did they help you land that job that you talked to them about? Mail them a handwritten thank you. I'm going to tell you, snail mail these days is a power move. Be the kind of mentee that gives back. That's how you stay top of mind and top of heart. Now, I'm going to just say this. I also, as a person who has been in entrepreneurship for almost 11 years, as a person who has been in a ton of associations, I get asked a lot to go to coffee. And it's not necessarily that people want me to be their mentor. They just want to ask me questions about a very specific thing. And as a person who gets asked a lot, I seriously can make a full-time career of giving out advice for free. So this is what I say to them. If I know it's like they want a very specific ask, I'll point them in the direction of something I have. Maybe it's a podcast episode. Maybe it's a course I've taken that can help them on that very specific thing. Because I only work 4 days a week now. We only do 4 day work weeks here at Improve It. My time is very valuable and it needs to be spent working on my business. I love meeting people, but it's also really hard for me to take time out of the day to day to meet with people. So if you are a giver more than a taker, because I'll tell you what I realize in those moments is that people want me to give my information to them. And usually I'll get a thank you from that. And that feels great. And I genuinely love helping and serving people. what would make me want to have a coffee or to continue the relationship is somebody who comes to the table with, hey, I know you're working 4-day work weeks. I know that your time is valuable. I would love to ask you these specific questions. And in exchange for that, what could I do for you? Could I write a podcast review? Could I write a book review? And I'll tell you why that sticks out to me. Because a lot of times, and this is what I do when I ask mentors to mentor me, you're doing a lot of giving as a mentor. And yes, it feels good. But once you become a person or somewhat of a quote unquote expert in your field, this question comes up a lot. So if you want a mentor who is doing something that you want to do, whether it's speaking, writing, whether it's podcasting, whatever it might be, come to the table with what you want to know, what questions you want asked. So that's giving information up on the upfront, and then give something that you could give in return. Reviews. People who are in a thought leadership position love reviews for their work because it helps more people find it. Make sure you are saying, I will, you know, connect you with such and such if that's of ask to you. But really coming to the table with a give versus a take mentality makes a huge, huge difference. Now, I'm not sitting here tooting my own horn because, you know, I think I've got a lot of people asking me to coffee. It's a reality. When you become a public-facing person, people think you have information that is valuable because you're doing something courageous. And I'm going to honor that in myself. I actually am going to honor that I've made courageous steps in my life to do these things. And I do want to help people, but I only have so much time in a day. So I can't stress this enough. Giving more than you take is so important. All right, here's step 4. You're going to celebrate the small wins. Let me tell you this. When I mentor someone, and I actually have been mentoring a lot of the women on my team since their very beginning of their careers, mentors love to see you shine. So don't wait until you're the CEO to say thanks. Maybe you've landed an interview. Maybe you gave a great presentation. Maybe you didn't cry in the bathroom this week. When? Tell them. Because when a mentor invests in you, they care deeply about the work that you are going to be doing, and they care about you making a difference and you stepping into your own power. So sharing those wins with them is a huge deal. So make sure you are celebrating, and then you're celebrating with your mentor as well. All right, here is step 5. Improv the relationship. Yes, and it, baby. Okay, so here's the deal. Things will evolve. Feedback will come. Life will get busy. But instead of freezing up or ghosting, try this. Yes, I appreciate your feedback. And here's how I'm applying it. Look what I've done this month based off our conversation a month ago. Yes, that advice surprised me and he challenged me in the best way. And here's why. This isn't a performance with your mentor. It is a play date. It is an invitation to bring your whole self, to stay curious, to be open to surprise. So let me repeat steps 1 through 5 for you one more time. Step 1 is be clear on the why. Make sure you understand when you go to the table with your mentor what you are looking for. Clear is kind. Step 2 is schedule the rhythm. Have an idea once you have that initial meeting when you want to follow up to set the next one, and probably make it 6 weeks or more from when you have that initial meeting. Step 3, can't stress it enough, give more than you take in a mentee-mentor relationship. And I'll tell you what, giving goes a long way. And I'm a natural giver as well. So I will say, giving to your mentee is just as rewarding as receiving, and giving as the mentee to your mentor shows that this relationship has got staying power. Step 4, celebrate those small wins. Make sure you're celebrating them, and then you're also sharing those wins with your mentor. And step 5, make sure you are improvising the relationship. Make sure you are saying thank you with that yes. And here's how you're going to apply it. So here is your homework, superstars. It is time to take action. Assignment 1 is you're going to reach out to the person who you want to be your mentor today. And here is a template for you. You ready? Write this down. Hi, blank, Susan, whoever it is. I just wanted to thank you again for your support. I'd love to reconnect and schedule our next check-in. Here are a few times that work. List those times. If those don't work, let me know times that do. Love. You don't have to say love. You can say cheers. You can say best. You can say whatever salutation feels right. Your name. So hi, blank. Just wanted to thank you again for your support. I'd love to reconnect and schedule our next check-in. Here are a few times that work. If these don't work, please let me know times that do. Cheers. Your name. All right. So that is your assignment. Here's some extra credit. If you want to, I want you to send your mentor something thoughtful. Maybe it's a podcast episode like this one. Maybe it's an article. Maybe it's something that this is a, hey, this reminded me of our convo today message. Or if you're feeling extra, a handwritten thank you card, okay? Let me just tell you, it is an instant serotonin boost, my friends. So, and it, like I said, snail mail goes such a long way these days. So that is your homework. And last but not least, I want you to set a calendar reminder for 30 days from now to follow up if you don't have that meeting already scheduled. No ghosting, no fizzling. We are in it for the long game, baby. So you found a mentor and now you're ready to thrive. Just like improv, mentorship is all about trust. It's all about intention, and it's all about staying open to the magic of the moment. So go be bold, be playful, be the mentee they want to talk about at dinner parties. And if you're new to your career and want to give your team an extra dose of this kind of magic, make sure you check out our Career 101 workshop at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. I will see you next week, my peeps, for another Workday Playdate. Until then, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep saying yes, and I'm so proud of you. Bye.